The sun comes up for me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bayerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The sun comes up for me. How often I would like to have the sun come up for me and just shine in my world and shine in my life and shine in my experiences to the most beautiful and most dramatic, the most dynamic, the most wonderful way. And does it? That's the question I ask myself. Does it? Does the sun come up for me and shine in the most beautiful, dynamic, wonderful way? Well, the answer is, it depends on my perception. It depends on my view of what I see the sun doing. Now, if I see the sun doing a dim lighting of my world for me, then my world is dimly lit. If I see the sun lighting my world brilliantly and wonderfully, so brilliantly I can hardly see, then that's so is it for me. If I see the sun lighting everything just right, just perfect, then so that is for me. All of it is my choice. The sun comes up for me because I am the one who observes it. I am the one who calls it forth. I am the one who experiences it. Nobody else. Nobody else in the world is experiencing the sun exactly the way I am. Nobody else is seeing all the magic in the world exactly the way I do. But everyone is experiencing the magic in the way that they do, and that they delight in, and that they choose, just as I experience the magic of the sun coming up the way I choose. I sit here on the Om bench overlooking the 104 acres of the University of Healing, and I see all of its glorious acreage. Lots of trees. Not like I found in Switzerland or like I found when I was in Nigeria or in London. All the beautiful trees there in the various zones that grew them so beautifully. But here on campus of the high desert, we have our own variety of live oak trees and manzanitas and various other shrubs, and they're all beautiful and all glorious to look at. As I perceive them, they are for me wonderful. As I walk out of my house in the morning, I walk out up into the mountains, and I walk up into the tops of the mountains, and I look out over everything that I see, and I say, wow, isn't this great? Isn't this beautiful? And whatever perception I have, that's the experience that I have. Now, I could look at the dead branches of bushes that are around, and I could look at the grass that is now in the summertime turning brown. I could look at many things that could be taken as not pleasant. And yet, to me, it is the fulfillment of life cycle as I see it here on my mountainside. I see everything in my world as a blessing, and everything in my world is good. Oh, I have lots of people who come and tell me, well, aren't you worried about this, and aren't you worried about that? Doesn't this disturb you, and doesn't that disturb you? And I say, no, it doesn't even disturb me that it disturbs you. That doesn't bother me at all. Oh, but, no, it doesn't. You see, I don't have to be disturbed, and nor do you. None of us have to be disturbed about anything in life. It's just whatever our perception is. How does the sun come up for you? The same way it comes up for me. How does the sun come up anywhere around the world? The same way for everybody. It brings the light of the morning, shouting to the day, saying, here I am, get ready, we're ready for a super day filled with lots of wonderful things and things you never dreamed possible and things that you just never even imagined could be taking place. And that's true. That's very true. We couldn't have even imagined that that would take place. So, what do? We wake up and we look out and we say, hey, it's a wonderful day. Now, it could be raining, snowing, it could be the sun shining, it could be the wind is blowing, it could be anything at all, and it doesn't really matter. Because The only thing that matters is that I am waking up and looking at my world and saying, "Hi, world, you're good, very good. Hi, world, I love you. Hi, world, I'm ready for a wonderful day. What's coming my way? I don't know. I'm open and receptive to all the great and glorious things that are coming my way. I really am. I really am. I think it's wonderful." Now, the sun comes up for me the same it does for anybody else. Now, some people, the sun they feel is too hot. Some people they feel the sun is not getting through enough, warming up the world, and it's a little cold. Some people feel that the sun is just not doing things right, or it's so hot that it's drying up and making drought. And other people think that the sun is making things grow so fast. Wow. It's all a matter of perception. I perceive the sun as being beautiful and good at all times. I perceive myself as being radiated upon by the sun in all of its glory in this perfect, wonderful way. I perceive myself as being shined upon by the sun in a beautiful, wonderful way. I perceive that, and so it is. It's all a matter of my perception. Now, do I want to change my perception? Oh, oftentimes I do. I say, "Wow, I'm going into this dark area here. I can see the sun on the top of the hills there, but I'm down in this valley, and the sun doesn't shine in the valley yet. It's moving across the sky, but hasn't gotten. So here I am in this dark valley in the bright of day, and I don't see very much because it's so dim down here." Well, I close my eyes for a moment, and I sit there in my dim valley, and I say to myself, "I can see perfectly." And then rather than looking up at the bright hillside above me, I look down into the valley below me, around me, and I see it in its darkness. And then little by little, it becomes brighter and brighter, as though the sun were shining down there already. But really, it's the sun of my own eyes. It's the beauty of my own inner soul that's shining there. And I'm looking around and seeing this valley, which once was dark and now is almost brilliant, beautiful, glorious to see. My perception, truly. As I perceive this, I walk oftentimes in the evening on the campus here of the university. And I go up and down these mountainsides and over these trails and over these bushes, and there are cactus around and there are stones around and there are critters around and so forth. But as I walk, I say, "My way is open before me." And I leave the house and my eyes are adjusted to the light in the house. And I walk out of doors and I stand there for a moment or two, letting my eyes adjust to the evening sky, to the night, to the darkness. And I don't see many stars in the sky. I don't see the moon. I don't see anything up there, so to speak. It's there, but I don't see it. And as I become accustomed to the night sky, the night sight, it's quite beautiful, really. It's quite beautiful. I can see my path very clearly. I see everything along my path very clearly, as though it were the light of day. And I walk with assurance, and I walk knowing that I know exactly what I'm doing and where I'm going. If I doubt myself for a moment, I'll stumble. So I don't dare doubt myself. I don't dare think that I could not do the perfect walk on the perfect path. Because if I think that, then that's what I endorse, and that's what I create for myself. I am the creator of my world. I am the one who lets the sun come up for me. The sun is always in my heart. No matter where I might be, no matter what I might be doing, the sun is always shining for me. The sun is always glorious and beautiful. The sun is always brilliant and fantastic. No matter where I am, no matter what I think, no matter what I say, no matter what I do, the sun in my soul is more brilliant than any outward sun will ever be. And I'm always seeing with the light from within, though it appears I see from the light without, but I'm always seeing from the light within. Scientists are telling us more and more that there is no time and no space. time and space are relative things, and they're in a relative package. And so we put them in our relative DVD package, and time and space are there. But in reality, all is, and it is done. And just as in the DVD package, everything is complete from A to Z, the beginning and the end, and the middle parts, and all that is. Just as that is the case, so it's the case with us. When we look at our life and we see all is complete and whole and perfect, indeed the light shines from within. And as the light shines from within, all the world, our world, my world, is illumined in a beautiful, wonderful way. Join me in this great adventure, in this great experience of being illumined from within. The sun comes up for me from within my soul. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.